We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, heroic viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 63 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. Now joining us is Germany with the following new additions. In parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm.tel. And in Hamburg on Willi.tel using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service, MNS. Channel 23 in Kumba on Siat Kumba. In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 95 on Yongja Lua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Minchong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV. And in Chai County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Puozhu City, Channel 90 on Daoyang Cable TV. In Chai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Toliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yunchan Township on Daegan Cable TV. In Mongolian Hove Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tinger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Bayanzur, Kanul District, Channel 25 on Kimori Cable TV. In Hotulshan, 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Underhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshan City in Dornahab Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. and Ciudad Vela, Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31, and Aso Parabolica, Tunal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolacion, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Teleunidos and Channel 55 on Lite Mar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33. Urbanacion 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanu. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on Ateuva La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Intacua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. And Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. And Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United States Agency for International Development funds a canal to prevent flooding in Afghanistan. In animal welfare news, the New Zealand territory of Tokelau designates a 290,000 square kilometer well reserve. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Mr. Avi Kusi, an Israeli who has risked his life many times to bring stranded dogs, cats, and camels to safety. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 24th, Bermuda commemorates her National Day, which originated in 1902 to honor Her Majesty Queen Victoria's birthday. A group of islands in the North Atlantic Ocean, Bermuda celebrates the day with parades, sporting events, and other activities. This year's theme is Green, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow, to encourage environmentally friendly practices throughout the country. We wish the kind people of the nation a joyful Bermuda Day. This day is also the Independence Day of Eritrea, in recognition of her autonomy achieved in 1993. Located in eastern Africa, Eritrea is adjacent to the Red Sea. The Seminawi Bari National Park is considered to have among the most picturesque views in Eritrea. It is home to a variety of flora and fauna, including a large number of bird species. May the gentle residents of Eritrea have a splendid Independence Day.
Lion News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. On May 5th, a severe storm system with rain, hail, winds, and a fierce rare tornado tore across six provinces in southwest China, resulting in at least 70 casualties. More than 2.5 million residents were affected, with nearly 10,000 homes collapsed and tens of thousands of hectares of farmlands damaged. Deeply concerned, Supreme Master Qinghai conveyed her sympathies for the lives lost and asked our nearby association members to render any necessary help to the most vulnerable, donating $8,772 in aid. Combined with contributions from our local Chinese association members, the total $10,735 could obtain about $77,000 in emergency supplies if bought in the United States based on China's cost of living. Per Supreme Master Ching Hai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's relief team in one of the most affected provinces, Guangdong, China.
May 19, 2010, regarding floods in Guangdong Province, China. Most compassionate Master, upon receiving Master's loving instruction, we immediately investigated and found Ongyuan County of Shaoguan City was the largest and most affected area, with needs for grains, clothes and quilts. On May 15th, our relief team went to this area and its most affected villages, Xinjiang, Longxian and Sunhua, containing a total of 673 residents. Our relief team brought rice, cooking oil and clothes, distributing them smoothly thanks to the assistance of village leaders. We also went to comfort the families and elderly facing the most hardship. We heard the news that another town in Shaoguan was also seriously affected. We travelled overnight to bring the same materials to the 75 afflicted families there. We also spent time to visit the elderly at a nursing home, who along with the village leaders exclaimed, "We are so happy to meet your loving people. Thank you very much." We, too, are grateful to Master for giving us this opportunity and pray that all may soon awaken and live in peace and happiness. China Relief Team.
Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to bring these details to our viewers and to our association's foreign group for sharing this report. Our gratefulness, all officials and personnel of China, for your caring response to the flood victims. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional and timely support and our association's relief team for their dedicated work. Our prayers for the residents' steady recovery as we strive to ease such turbulent events through our improved stewardship of the ecosphere.
Continued heavy rain impacts additional regions of Azerbaijan, as previous floods affected the nation's central eastern regions of Sabirabad, Sayatli and Hajigabul. Torrential rains on Thursday, May 20th, caused the Pursat River in Shamakhi to breach its banks. Resulting mud flows and flooding swept away several vehicles, while damaging agricultural lands, power lines, a village gas pipeline and roads. To the south, the overflowing Sarasu Lake washed away dams, flooding villages in the Amishli region. That night, a minor 3.1 magnitude quake was also detected 20 kilometres northwest of Amishli. The Ministry of Emergency Situations stated that it was working in partnership with other agencies to reinforce levees and implement other security measures. Our appreciation, Azerbaijani officials, for your concerned response to these calamities. May the residents of the flood-swept region soon return to productive regularity, as humanity's increased care of Mother Earth helps minimize such disturbances as these.
Floods force residents from homes in Java, Indonesia. In East Java, continuous precipitation in the early hours of Friday, May 21st, caused the Lamong River to unexpectedly flood hundreds of homes throughout six villages in Gresik District, with waters up to 1 meter high. With many who had to move themselves, their belongings, and stored rice to higher ground, a district government spokesperson said that assessments of damage were being made. On the same night in West Java, rains caused the Chikidang and Chitandui rivers to overflow, similarly inundating hundreds of houses and necessitating the evacuation of families to safety. Fortunately, in this case, many were able to return several hours later as waters began to recede. We are thankful for the Javan officials' timely actions as we pray for the continued protection of the storm-affected Indonesian people. With Allah's grace, may such disruptive conditions be eased as we return to more considerate lives in harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Yemeni president offers pardons and political amnesty. For the occasion of the country's 20th anniversary of unification, President Ali Abdullah Saleh granted the release of all journalists on trial as well as those sentenced for press offenses. He also offered amnesty to some 700 northern Shiite Houthis and members of other southern groups, saying that they would be welcome to join the country's political process. The president stated, "We welcome national partnership with all political forces in light of the Constitution and law, and within the framework of a collective agreement. Our appreciation for your act of clemency, Your Excellency, wishing the freed persons happy reunions with loved ones, and that all the gentle-hearted Yemeni people soon enjoy lasting peace in a united and harmonious nation."
Youngest ever climber summits Mount Everest. Jordan Romero, a 13-year-old from California, USA, became the world's youngest to ascend the 8,848-metre Mount Everest on Saturday, May 22nd. Having climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa when he was 9 years of age, the American teen is now one summit away from achieving the highest peaks on each of seven continents, known as the Seven Summits. The Everest ascent was made with a team of experienced adult climbers, including his father. Arriving at the summit, Jordan called his mom, who was in tears as he said, "Mum, I'm calling you from the top of the world." "We join in applause and admiration, young Jordan Romero and supportive team, for your remarkable and rewarding experience. May you continue sharing inspiration and goodness through your exciting journeys in life."
Elderly man rescued from submerged car. When 90-year-old Milton Perlman lost control of his car on a curve and drove off into the John Day River in Oregon, USA, his car quickly drifted down the river, which had become swollen by recent rain. As police and paramedics arrived, State Trooper Marv Ritter volunteered to be tied to a rope and enter the swiftly moving river to try to retrieve Mr. Perlman, who by then had been in the water for over 30 minutes. Swimming to the car from upstream, Trooper Ritter was able to reach the elderly gentleman and pull him from the vehicle. He and Mr. Perlman were then returned to shore with the assistance of emergency personnel and deputies. Mr. Perlman was treated for hypothermia and released in good condition. "Our accolades, Trooper Marv Ritter, for your selflessly brave actions. May Mr. Perlman be blessed with a swift recovery and many celebrations of life in the loving circle of family and friends."
Save Our Planet, world premiere of documentary See the Truth, a sequel of the 2008 film Meet the Truth on the impact of livestock raising on global warming. A new film titled See the Truth presents the equally destructive consequences of overfishing. The new documentary, which premiered last week in a special showing in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, was created by the Nicolaas J. Pearson Foundation, the scientific bureau of the Dutch Party for the Animals, and filmed by the acclaimed Dutch underwater photographer and conservationist Dos Vinkel.
Nobody sees what's happening underwater, and what's happening underwater is the biggest destruction of nature in general on Earth. And I try to make it visible by beautiful images of underwater life, and when people see that, they get the idea, okay, it's that beautiful, we have to protect it. And in order to protect it, well, you have to take severe measurements, like stopping eating fish, stopping all the fisheries in the world.
The film's debut coincided with the release of a new United Nations report on biodiversity, which forecasts that the world's oceans could be completely depleted in just 40 years if no action is taken.
There's no sustainable fishery, and you should stop eating fish. I mean, that's the message of this documentary. If we want to make sure that in 40 years we still have fish in our oceans.
Through both beautiful and tragic images and expert interviews, See the Truth explores issues such as fishing practices, contamination, fish product myths, and animal cruelty.
Ik ben heel erg geschrokken van de enorme destructie die longline visserij veroorzaakt, waar veel bijvangst bij is. Ben ik erg van geschrokken.
In support of their efforts to address the harms of fish consumption, Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed 30,000 euros toward the making of this quality film.
I would very much like to thank Master Ching Hai for the support. Without your support, it would have been impossible. You covered all the expenses that we made. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
because we have so many crises in the world, the food crisis, the biodiversity crisis, the climate change, people want to know what they can do to change the world into a better place. And a lot of people must realize that your fork is a very powerful tool to become a compassionate and sustainable person.
Involved in this important film, See the Truth, congratulations on the world premiere. May this be the start of shared global determination to save the vital oceans and planet with an animal-free diet.
People, please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
My name is Dos Winkel and I have actually my one boodschap. Word veggie, word groen and save this world.
I'm Marianne Thieme. I'm a member of the Dutch Parliament for the Party for the Animals. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
During a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Qinghai called for the protection of Earth's oceans through the most simple yet powerful lifestyle change.
The marine ecosystem is in big trouble right now from global warming already. Further fishing will only make matters worse. Also, mercury poisoning causes problems to aquatic life even before it gets to the humans. These are things we need to address in trying to save our planet, not to talk about our health also. Eating fish will definitely not help this. The ocean is a wonderful recycler that normally can purify the water and create nutrients and turn carbon dioxide into oxygen, etc. The ocean is a miracle. But if we ruin ecosystems, this will spell disaster for us. It's better for our body, for our conscience, for our mind, and for the planet to stay away from fish. We should be vegan.
Save Our Planet, Singapore to launch carbon label for greener economy. In an effort to raise awareness in governments, businesses and consumers, the Singapore Environment Council, or SEC, and the Singapore Institute of Manufacturing Technology, or SIMTEC, have signed an agreement to launch the region's and Southeast Asia's first carbon label. The label is designed to provide information about carbon footprint of an item's entire life cycle. SEC's Executive Director, Mr. Howard Shaw, said the label will encourage businesses to take steps to reduce the carbon content of their products and services. Consumers, for the first time, will also have the information they need to make a positive difference through their choices of the products and services they buy. Kudos, Singapore Environment Council and the Singapore Institute of Manufacturing Technology, for your efforts to encourage the transition to a low-carbon world. May your caring stewardship motivate many more toward the harmony of clean, green living on our cherished Earth.
Save Our Planet. A new U.S. law requires that the country's Environmental Protection Agency and Department of Transportation develop fuel efficiency standards and pollution limits for big trucks, as well as stricter emission regulations for future vehicles.
Save Our Planet. The International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, Plant Life International, and Organization Traffic issue a joint call for governments to protect 15,000 threatened medicinal plants by involving indigenous and local communities in their conservation.
Save Our Planet. E-Green Technologies of Alabama, USA has developed the world's biggest inflatable craft, a 235-foot-long airship filled with helium and ambient air that runs on algae fuel and is planned for use in communication and commercial endeavors.
Save Our Planet. A study published in the scientific journal Nature Geoscience forecasts that the high humidity of Mediterranean coastal cities and low-lying river basins of Europe will cause more severe effects from climate-related heat waves.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, energizing news for a powerful world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on vegan animal protector, Mr. Avi Kuzi, whose love for all beings is rooted in his religious beliefs.
For decades, Supreme Master Qinghai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Mr. Avi Kuzi, Chairman of Israel Society for the Protection of Animals, is an animal rescuer. In the last 16 years, thousands of our co-inhabitants' lives have been saved due to his heroic efforts. From a young age, Avi took care of stray or injured animals whenever he could. Later, as a member of the Israeli Defense Forces, he received training which was to become very valuable in his present work. Avi's rescue operations have included rappelling down 10 stories of an elevator shaft to retrieve a cat. In the desert, he has hoisted out a dehydrated camel. In one situation, he climbed high in a tree to find a lost monkey. On many missions, Avi has risked his life to locate and bring a stranded animal to safety. Avi said, "It's not just that I love animals. It's more than that. They're part of my blood. They're an extra sense in my body." An ethical vegan, Avi lives in an apartment in Tel Aviv with his adopted 4 dogs and 7 cat companions, all having disabilities. Deeply religious, Avi said, "My love for animals is rooted in the book of Genesis. God gave us the responsibility to watch over them." Bravo, Mr. Avi Kuzi. Heaven rejoices in your selfless devotion to our innocent and well-wishing animal friends. May we soon see a world in which each precious life is honored and safeguarded.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Persian entitled Kaput.
تلویزیون دکتر خراب شده بود. او به تعمیرکار زنگ زد و تعمیرکار گفت نمیتونم بیام. امروز روز تولدمه. دکتر عصبانی شد و گفت ولی هر وقت که شما مریض هستید من میام تا درمانتون کنم. تعمیرکار جواب داد خیلی خوب. میام. نیم ساعت بعد او به خانه دکتر رسید. تلویزیون را چرخاند. چند تا قرص درش انداخت و به دکتر قبل از اینکه برود گفت اگر در 3 روز آینده حالش بهتر نشد به من زنگ بزنید.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I love Supreme Master TV. Let's end animal agriculture for our planet, ourselves and the animals. Reneed from Canada.
Earth-loving Reneed, many thanks for your supportive comments. We pray that the time soon comes when our common dream for a long-lasting and vibrant planet becomes a reality. Heaven's light to you and the kind-hearted Canadian people.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Oscar-winning actress and Goodwill Ambassador for the UN Development Fund for Women, Nicole Kidman, helps raise more than $175,000 for women's equality in China through benefits that include a concert by her husband, Grammy Award-winning singer Keith Urban.
Health ministers meeting at the World Health Organization adopt a resolution with 10 policy recommendations designed to reduce alcohol abuse, pledging to use the recommendations as guidelines for developing national alcohol policies.
In reviewing 40 studies on the effects of practicing Tai Chi, researchers find that the martial art can relieve stress and anxiety while boosting self-esteem and enhancing overall well-being.
Peruvian President Alan Garcia Perez and Chilean President Sebastian Piñera hold a cordial meeting, after which both agree to renew their country's neighborly diplomatic relations.
As part of a U.S.-Iraqi security agreement leading to U.S. troop withdrawal in 2011, the U.S. military in Iraq releases detained Iranians Ahmad Barzandeh and Ali Abdulmalek to return to their homeland.
Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri meets with His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan as part of a tour of Arab states to coordinate a united approach to Middle East peace and other issues prior to a visit to the U.S.
National football team Philadelphia Eagles of Pennsylvania, USA partners with charity Salvation Army to volunteer in a Million Meals for Haiti event, bringing nutritious plant-based meals to benefit Haitians in need.
Russian Presidential Administration Chief Sergei Naryshkin asks the Justice Ministry to develop more stringent anti-corruption laws in an effort to promote fair and honest transactions throughout the nation.
President Felipe Calderon of Mexico asks the United States Congress to assist his country in reducing arms trafficking by reinstating a U.S. ban on the manufacture and sale of assault weapons.
The Maldives government hosts a second round of informal meetings intended to encourage discussions between the Afghan government and members of other parties toward restoring national peace.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.